L-I-T-T-L-E-G-R-I-B. L-I-T-T-L-E-G-R-I-B. L-I-T-T-L-E-G-R-I-B.
The Criminal Show on WRW-FM. You're listening to the Goodnight Show with Little Triff. What a pleasure. What a absolute pleasure on this night of all nights. The night after the WikiLeak. A major WikiLeak. And an absolutely depressing WikiLeak for the liberal media. I mean, you want to talk about a man? You want to talk about a real God gifted man? You're talking about Harvey Levine from TMZ. If you want to talk about, a man, Harvey.
Wait, hold up. I usually like WikiLeaks, but this was like a liberal leak. Did you catch that? It was a little more liberal this time?
It was definitely on the liberal agenda.
Yeah, I see. And to be honest with you, I'm sort of like an old school liberal. I'm sort of like a blue collar Clinton Democrat, you could say. Did I ever tell you guys that I'm liberal?
WRUW, you're on the air.
Spaceman put the finger in my booty.
Did you see the WikiLeak?
Yeah.
What's your name, by the way?
I don't know.
Where are you calling from?
From East Cleveland.
The very far east side?
Yeah.
I gotta let you go. You can call back if you want to.
Sure.
Calling from the east side. We got a technical difficulty. We will be right back.
All right, we're back in business. Sir Little Triff, what did you think about the fact that I dropped a bombshell on you telling you that I'm liberal?
Rewind a little bit. Rewind.
Yeah. I'm a blue-collar liberal, a Clinton Democrat. And I'm talking Bill, not Hill.
You're a...
Say it.
Blue-collar?
Blue-collar Democrat's basically the same thing as like a 2008 Republican.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I can get on board with that, Lamigan.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All aboard.
I am happy to have you on the show tonight.
Hey, well, I'm happy to be talking to you. All aboard.
Oh, are you kidding me?
All aboard. I like that. Can I hear that again, please?
Woo, are you kidding me?
All aboard.
A little different.
No, can I hear that one more time?
Woo, are you kidding me?
All aboard.
All aboard.
Are you kidding me?
All aboard.
Let's talk about this weather today. Some kind of weather we had today. You guys know I have the very small, tight curls in my hair. And any kind of new weather, which, by the way, is cyclical. Weather is cyclical. There is no climate change except for cyclical. I have these tight curls, and anytime there's any sort of anything kind of comes up with the weather, especially on a hump day, you see what it happens to my hair, Seth? Do you see my hair right now?
Yeah, it's kind of out of control. You should put a hat on.
I'm wearing a beanie.
When you say you have small, tight curls, and then I look at your hair after you said that, and I think you are misrepresenting what your hair looks like.
Is it because you didn't realize I was wearing a beanie?
It's more like a do-rag.
Little Triff. Are you kidding me?
Why are you wearing a do-rag?
All aboard.
I thought it was a beanie.
No, Little Triff, that is a do-rag that you got from the corner store.
What's the difference?
It's kind of like a pantyhose that you use to keep down really, really tight curly hair, and it's just not the... I guess it's okay that you wear it. Seth, do you think it... I just never seen a guy like you wearing a do-rag.
You're right, Lamigan. A do-rag is sort of like a pantyhose.
It's sort of like a pantyhose for your
scalp. What do you mean a guy like me, an Italian?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. Now you're making me say crap I didn't say, and I'm getting pretty angry.
I just wanted to talk about the weather that you had to go and turn race into it.
And that's what happened when you make me mad.
Why aren't you in your plexiglass?
Because you guys told me I'm on probation after the show last week.
Seth, I told you he is too normalized. Absolutely too normalized.
No, I told you that, okay, and you guys still put me on probation. Okay, so here I am, and you're breathing. You're
Lamigan told me we made him too more normalized.
Lamigan, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go in your cage.
I'm not going
in. You're getting in there.
You kidding me?
All aboard.
Yeah,
Nick, Lamigan, both of you. Get in the damn cage. You're too much of a liability.
Hey, wipe your damn forearm. You're bleeding all over the...
Little Trim has a bit of mass from you tonight.
What?
Who said that?
I have an injury. Do we have a paramedic on the scene, or are we going to get him in his... Seth, you need to get him in his plexi.
Okay.
Lamigan, you're turning into some kind of animal when you're not in your plexiglass cage.
Don't get so close to my freaking face. And let's just go on with the show, please. Or I'm going to seriously break my probation by breaking the law and really assaulting you guys.
Are you still on probation from the time you dangled me upside down and shot me?
No. You guys put me on probation so that I can walk freely at this show and be the liability that I am.
With that said, Lamigan, what did you think of the weather today?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we're going to actually cut to Landon Lamigan, our weather correspondent, and he's going to give us a quick little weather report. All right, let's cue that up. Landon, over to you.
All right, fellas, this is Landon Lamigan. I'm tuning in. It's late at night. We are looking at a clear sky with some bright moon. And, well, the problem is you can see all the stars, but it's very windy. And I'm a little nervous because it's quite windy, and I've been seeing little twigs and branches in the streets. If you live in the inner city, you've been seeing a lot of trash flying around, and some trash has hit my face. I was hit by a banana peel. Made me slip. I was hit by a beer bottle on the right side of my head and had to stop at the ER to get that stitched up a little bit. 3 stitches, not too bad, but a little painful. What else here? Let's see. It's breezy. It's about 68 degrees. The wind is probably 20 degrees, so it makes it probably about 44 degrees, it feels like. I'm wearing a hoodie, baggy hoodie. It's like a blue-gray. It's something that I wear around town and in my house and keep warm, and you gotta keep warm tonight. It's pretty cold out there. You gotta be careful. It's pretty windy. So what is the big thing that happened tonight is that, the wind has taken out a lot of power, and, we're a little concerned about, how this is going to, impact, people who are, going out to eat tonight and, maybe going to work in the morning. So, if you're going to work in the morning, be careful, cause, well, you know what? Honestly, when you get there, when you get to work tomorrow, there's a very good chance that you will be sent home, which is really cool. And I'm talking like paid leave, because when the power goes out, it's not your fault. They can't screw you over like that. So that's very cool. So I hope your power's out in the morning. I think it's going to be. So you can, I would just sleep in. I would sleep in, wait it out, see what happens. I'm feeling a little ill. I gotta get going. But this has been Landon Lamigan with a traffic report for the entire city of Cleveland. So I'm thanking you for listening. And I just want to say that there are more power outages on the west side than the east side. And I'm really not surprised about that. Back to you, Little Triv. Bye-bye. Back to you. Back to you, Little Triv, Seth, and Landon Lamigan.
All right. Thanks so much, Landon. Now we're back in the studio.
Lamigan, I got a question.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our listeners are wondering, I'm sure Seth is probably thinking this too, that was you that did that report, and I am just a little confused because you are in the studio with me right now.
Oh, well, that's because, well, you're right, that was Landon Lamborghini, and I am Landon Lamborghini, and I actually recorded that before we started the show while I was outside smoking a cigarette, and so I just thought I'd play that. Thought it'd be cool to have an actual weather report.
Is the report still accurate?
I think so. I haven't been outside, so you tell me. Have you guys been outside? It's been about 15 minutes. Is it raining? Maybe. I don't know. There you go.
Was it a weather report or a traffic report?
I think that was a traffic report, right? Because I said something about the streets and the wind and the wind blowing in the streets.
Yeah, so you mentioned something about trash blowing and branches.
Yeah, so it's got to be a traffic report then, huh?
Yeah.
I think so.
So, is it still accurate?
Probably not. I haven't been out there, but so I thought it was cool to have it, though. I thought it was a nice feature. We haven't done that before.
It definitely changes things up hearing from a different voice.
Yeah, different microphone.
Yeah, different recording device.
Last time we heard something outside, it was at that comedian or whatever that got shot. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that comedian that got shot.
That was very dark. That,
whoa, are you kidding me?
He shot a comedian live on the show, and it was just, he died. He passed away, so.
Because he wasn't funny is the thing.
And I thought he was funny, but okay.
When someone's funny and they die, you say passed away. But when someone's just mean and they die,
he got murdered. They say he got murdered.
Or killed.
Let me be clear.
Slaughtered.
Nobody gets murdered by accident. Nobody gets murdered for no reason. Just
that's
keep
true.
That in mind.
That's
when
the truth.
When you read the paper, it was never an accident. And there was always a reason.
It's called intentional murder for a reason.
And it's called intent for a reason. Intentional for a reason. Intellectual.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Lamborghini, you mentioned you were a little bit under the weather.
I am ill. I'm ill. It's something, symptoms sort of like, what do you call it? Something spread and thick and...
Bowel related?
Bowels and, red stool. Not blood, but red stool, discharges and, throwing up in the morning like a pregnant woman, symptoms related to smoking the whole pack in an hour is what I get throughout the day.
All right. That sounds disgusting and will reveal, hopefully, what Lamborghini's sickness, illness is after this break.
We're going to get a doctor or something?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I'm thinking. I'm thinking
yeah, we need to have a doctor.
No, we got
to
call in the Cleveland Clinic.
The Cleveland Clinic should call in with some results after this break.
My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true.
Hey, we're back. This is a good night show with a little triv. The views reflected on this show are all of the views reflected by every member of the station except for Little Triv. I am your host, Little Triv. We're with Lamborghini, who we're actually awaiting a phone call from the Cleveland Clinic to give him results on a interesting and cyclical disease that he may or may not be diagnosed with. Lamborghini, are you ready for these results?
I wouldn't say it's cyclical. It's more symptomatic.
All right, well, we have a phone line coming in right now, and I think it's the Cleveland Clinic, Lamborghini.
Oh, these are the top doctors. Let's hear what they have to say. These are the top doctors in the world. Oh, my God.
Doc.
I can't afford to go to your medical hospital. Doc?
Landon, how are you, buddy?
Oh, hey, you know me?
Is this the doctor?
Wait, is this the doctor who gave birth to me? Are you kidding me? You're calling tonight. Is this really him?
Oh, yeah, I delivered you. This is Roger.
Roger! I knew your voice. Yours was the first voice I ever heard. You were the first voice that I heard in my life, and I will never forget what it sounds like.
Oh, well, yeah, of course you remember me. Of course you do. And it's funny, though, because I saw you on the street today, and I said hello, and you ignored me. However...
I didn't hear you. I is windy. You said hello to me probably while I was laying on the side of the road with that bottle because it was windy. So the bottle was flying all around, slapped me in the face, and I was
sounds like an excuse.
No. He saw me. Came around. Is there a doctor in the house type situation? And there was a doctor in the house, but instead of coming over and help me out, he said hello.
What happened was I said, hello, Landon, and you looked at me in the face, and I don't think you remember who I was.
I was concussed.
And I was insulted.
I was concussed. I was
However, there is a bigger issue at hand, Landon, which is why I have called.
Are you calling me from, like, a gigantic open gallery?
Yeah, I'm calling you from a big lobby. With a vaulted ceiling.
Okay, because it sure sounds like you're in a humongous room.
Yeah, I'm in a big lobby.
He's got big news, Lamigan. The doc's got big news.
Okay, sorry. Like to shoot the crap. All right, give it to me straight, Doc. You know I like it straight, just like when I was born.
So, as I was speaking to you this morning, Lamigan, and you ignored me, I got this strange tickle all over my whole body. And I realized I was getting some static interference from your body. And I looked at your hair, and I always, you know, pass it off as you using too much shampoo. But your hair was standing straight up. Your body was electrified.
Charged. They call it charged, yeah. Don't they? The docs.
Yeah. The doctors, yeah, they typically call it charged, but I say electrified.
Okay.
Right.
Electrified.
Anywho.
Hey, you guys use those big million-dollar words. I'm more of a blue-collar Clinton Democrat type guy.
So, that got my wheels turning, and I hadn't seen a case like this.
Wait, hold on. Churning or turning? Are we talking like Amish churning or turning, like wheels?
We're talking Amish churning. It's the same sort of expression, but I'm using churning. It sort of means the same thing.
I hate those Amish. Little Trip, you ever see them like riding around in their buggies? They're so stupid.
When I was little, we used to go and beat the crap out of the Amish. And they would just...
I wish I thought of that.
It was phenomenal. It was comical.
I wish I thought of that. I want to just take their horses and just, like, swipe their legs.
We hurt them badly.
Hello? Are you guys still there?
Yeah, Doc, I'm sorry.
What the hell was that?
It's their fault. I blame them. See, they used to keep me in a cage, and then they normalized me, and now I'm on probation, and I'm just bouncing off the walls. You know what I mean about the cage, how they keep me in a cage, and now I'm normalized? You know, does that mean anything to you, Doc?
When I saw your hair this morning, I thought of a case from 10 years ago. And I'm sorry to diagnose you over the phone, Landon, but I don't want to meet with you in person.
Well, can we Skype at least or something?
I'd like to tell you that you have Wi-Fi related difficulties.
What? What is that, Doc? Spill! What is that, Doc?
Doc, spill.
Doc!
Your body picks up the infrared Wi-Fi signals.
Doc, just give it to us straight.
Give it to us straight. I don't know what that means, Doc. I'm about to bust my own balls.
In English, Doc.
I'm about to bust my own balls.
Landon, it means in the layman term that I believe you speak.
I do. Thank you.
It means get out. Buy land. Buy a farm. Get the hell out of the city, because you can't be around a Wi-Fi signal anymore.
can you explain to me quickly before I make a drastic life decision that I am not accustomed to, what is a Wi-Fi signal and how do I avoid them?
Oh, Landon?
Yes?
I don't want to answer such a basic question. I'm sorry. That's so boring. A Wi-Fi signal?
Doc, you gotta tell me.
He's being cute. Lamigan, they're everywhere. You are unsafe, Lamigan.
Tell me, just real, little trivia. You're dumb as a rock. What do you think a Wi-Fi, you have a sixth grade education. High school dropout. Can you tell me?
It was described to me like this, and I cannot think of a better way to describe it. Someone described this to me at the casino. Wi-Fi is like a dog. You have a dog on a leash and someone takes off the leash.
I always thought it was sort of like when you draw a circle and then someone hands you the ball and then you look down at the circle you drew, then you look at the ball, then you look back at the circle you drew, and then you're holding a ball.
I can see your logic, but it's actually as if you were the best way I had it described to me. If you had a dog on a leash and you let the dog off the leash, that is what was explained to me as Wi-Fi.
Is that right, Doc, or are we just talking crap?
Oh, yeah, that's, if you really dumb it down, that could work.
Okay.
Little Triv, when I said the word Wi-Fi related difficulties, did you understand what I meant? Because Landon doesn't really seem to know what I
know
what the situation is for him.
I had heard
Landon,
the
you have to go. You have to go.
How much time do I got, Doc?
Leave your keys. Take
for
a
who?
Taxi. You don't need a car anymore.
So he'd leave his wife.
Leave your wife. Leave your keys with your wife. Give your car to your wife.
Doc.
And go.
Doc. He's not getting the sense of urgency. He's laughing it off. Doc, he's really not getting how serious this is. And I'm telling him, this is ISIS serious. This is 9/11 serious.
I want to know. Wait, hold on. So, how soon do I have to go? How far do I have to go? What's going to happen to me if I stay? And how much time do I have to live my little life?
If you go now, you will see no ill effects.
Okay, I like that.
What about the hair?
Your hair is gonna stay it's gonna stay charged. You're gonna have that for the rest of your life. But you know what?
Okay.
On your head, you know, you got those sharp features, you know? Sharp chin, sharp nose, eyes.
Pointy nose, beady eyes, yeah.
It'll look good.
Okay. And
that's not the worst thing ever. You don't have to buy any gel ever again.
Oh yeah, I know lots of guys who spend lots of money on gel.
Well, okay, so
it's kind of a blessing in disguise if you think about all the money you'd be saving on gel.
It's not as bad as you probably first thought and realized, because you're saving a ton of money on gel.
Okay, well, I'll let Sydney do my hair, but
you have to leave her.
Can she come with me?
Nope, you don't have much time. You can't go see her.
You
just gotta go.
Can she drive behind me, follow me, and meet me there?
Well, you can't use a cell phone, buddy. You understand? Cell phone passes Wi-Fi signal.
Oh,
Doc, can you finish the rest of this show, though?
Nope. Hey, Lamigan?
Doc, please. He's on payroll.
I gotta take home the bread and butter, buddy.
Oh, sorry, buddy. You've gotta get out.
Can I ask a question? Just one damn moment, please. If I stay,
I'm just asking you a question.
If I stay, how much longer do I have to live my lonely little life? If I stay,
if you stay in where you're at with your wife.
In his lonely life.
You have 40 years left, but you're gonna be so nervous
You're going to be nervous. You're going to be thinking about this for the rest of your life.
This is a good time to ask, what are the symptoms of Wi-Fi illness?
You're going to have leeching, water leeching.
Leeching?
You're going to have electrical distension.
In the hair?
In the hair? In the fingertips?
Leeching?
Leeching?
You're going to have to explain the leeching.
And you're also going to have a breached sternum.
You know, very seldom do I listen when people talk, but why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? Why is that? Because you could ask people that know me. I pay attention to nobody, nor do I idolize anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
Yeah.
That's a very good question, because I think people pay attention to me because I'm using these words, and I know you guys you're smart guys, but
Doc,
you don't really have
Doc,
what?
It was a rhetorical question.
But can I give my answer?
See, you white coats, you think you're so smart. Go ahead. What's your answer? Yeah.
Doc, what's your question?
Well, my question, I suppose, is, Landon, how come you haven't left yet?
Because I'm kind of testing the waters to see if what you're doing is really going to damage me. What you're saying is really going to damage me for 40
did
years.
Did you hear what I said? You hear what I said?
Are you getting mad, Doc?
Yes.
You sound really pissed
funny?
Off. You sound pissed off.
You think I'm joking around?
You don't sound like you're joking.
Lamigan, you're not taking this very serious.
All right, I'll go. I don't understand. I'm going to miss my life. I will never be on this show again, but that's just fine. I will drive out to Norwalk, find myself a little cabin, and live in a cornfield and work with a bunch of undocumented migrant workers doing the jobs that the Americans don't want.
Woo! Yeah, are you kidding me?
That's my life now, huh, Doc?
You're going to miss your life, but at least you're going to have your life.
Doc.
Yeah, that's some life, Doc. Some life.
Doc?
Yes?
Thank you for the phone call.
Good night.
Good night, Doc. I'm going to get going.
Lamigan, he's off the line. Stay till the end of the show. There's no option. I am not driving you out of here to Amish country. Stay till the end of the show and you can get the hell out of here and leave it all behind.
Hey, you're the boss. Let's go to a break.
Why?
Because I got to think about this for a second.
Then we do have a phone call.
And let's take it. Who's on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember this guy.
Is this Lonely Joe?
Yeah. I saw Martian at Burger King.
Are you seeing him everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah. And he handed me a ketchup bottle.
What do they look like?
They're real small.
Can I ask another question?
What?
A bottle of ketchup at Burger King? Don't they got the packets?
Yeah.
So where'd you get the bottle?
They got it from outer space.
So how come when we see pictures from Mars, it's just a big desert? What are you talking about? Is that what those robots are, Martians? Because I'm pretty sure scientists made those and they sent them.
Yeah.
Then how come it's a desert?
They come down here.
And then what?
So they're all here right now?
Uh-huh. So, right in my backyard.
So they're all in your backyard?
Uh-huh. They're eating big whoppers.
So, did you see a Burger King and then they went to your backyard to enjoy their dinner?
Yeah.
So my question is, how long ago did they leave so that the world that they lived on is now a disgusting, foul, despicable desert?
They stay here till tomorrow morning and they leave when the sun comes up.
Okay. So when the sun comes up, you're gonna look, buddy. Have you ever been to the jungle? And how many bugs stung you at the jungle?
10.
Not. That's about what I was gonna say. Okay, never mind. You kind of proved my point.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
My point has been disproved. So, thank you. Sir, I am deathly ill. And I want you to know that I will be damned if I spend another moment of my life on the phone with you. Little Triv, let's lose this caller.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go. We're going to take a break.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
My all-time new favorite. I don't know if I should say...
Go for it.
How do I say what he is? I don't even know what you call him. He's just a smart man.
He's like a piranha.
Genius.
Like a piranha.
He's just very mean. And
he snaps at you.
He'll snap at you, but you agree with him.
He's ugly. He looks like a little nerdy, like a little gopher. And he's got bad hair. He will bite you in the butt.
Tucker Carlson, and before I play this clip, let me set it up for you. Today is National Women's Day, which, why isn't there a National Men's Day? And that's what I'm thinking about. But anyways, Tucker is talking to this woman, and he makes her feel so stupid right off the bat.
Let's hear it.
All right, let's play this clip. Tucker Carlson, and he's talking about today. A day without a woman protest. This is Tucker Carlson. I think he's my new favorite little piranha.
If you want to show that you're impressive, shouldn't you do something impressive? Like, I don't know, cure a disease or fix the debt crisis,
right?
Or do a really good job at work? Taking the day off is not impressive. Anyone can do it. How does this make the point exactly?
Well, I think that, you know, the point of this...
The point is, I don't know what the point is. I can't answer your question because Tucker is too smart.
He's exactly. Like a piranha. He's a piranha that hops so high out of the Amazon River, he goes straight down your throat and gnaws at your tummy from the inside.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
From the inside.
It is comical. She had no answer, and partly because I turned it off, but... She truly had no answer.
I didn't hear an answer, that's for damn sure.
You didn't hear an answer. And this is just from the same kind of topic. He just keeps drilling into this topic. And listen to what he says right here. I have a clip right here. Tucker Carlson, my new favorite little piranha.
Effective in showing the value of the people who are striking.
Yeah, I mean, some have, some haven't, but the ones that have a very specific set of demands tend to succeed, and the ones that are amorphous tend not to succeed. So I went on the website Day Without a Woman to try and figure out what this was about, and one of the things I learned is that you're supposed to avoid shopping except at women and minority-owned businesses. In other words, if the business is owned by a white man, you can't shop there, you shouldn't shop there. Why the hostility toward white men? What do they have to, why white men?
It's comical because if you saw the look on her face, and I know this is a radio show, but she's white.
Oh, boy. You know, Tucker Carlson reminds me of a young Bannon, who I don't like.
I've had many dreams of Bannon.
What he said something I really liked the other day. I don't know if you got the clip there, Little Triv, about an old song I listened to as a boy. I used to sing it to myself to sleep.
You can set this one up, Lamigan.
Okay, so these people came on the show and they, you know the song, Baby It's Cold Outside. Apparently, the liberals came out with their own version where it was more PC. And they said something like, I really can't stay Baby, it's bad out there. I got to go away. Baby, it's bad out there. This evening has been so very nice. You're allowed to leave. It's your women's right. I really ought to leave for the night. That's completely fine. I really ought to say gotta go. That's completely fine. You may go. I really have to say, baby, you're not forced to sleep with me.
That reminds me of that La La Land movie. What you were just singing.
Thank you. And, you know, we got to be La La Land.
Let's just get to the La La Land.
I was setting up a thing. I was setting up the cliff.
Seth!
And as much as I'm making fun of this, because I think it needs to be made fun of, you're obviously really talented, and I appreciate your coming on.
Okay. The Oscars. The Oscars, what day was that?
I don't know, Monday.
Last Monday morning.
It was last Sunday, but it feels like Monday morning.
See, I always read about it on Monday mornings.
It was comical. So what happened, Seth?
There was something funky happened. Like, I didn't really look into the story afterwards, but I remember I was sitting there with my wife, and I was just... I was like, what? And, like, we were both laughing, but I didn't really know what she was laughing at.
Where were your daughters?
They were sleeping.
Did you put them to bed yourself?
I put one to bed myself. The other...
Teenager.
Not sure how she ended up there.
Teenager.
Not quite. She's 12.
Was she the one who did the chew?
It was her who was doing the dip.
Little Tim, are you just going to go ahead and play the...
Well, how do you guys want to do this?
We were just talking. This is talk radio, and we were having a conversation.
I was just following my wife's lead. She was guffawing and
following her
cracking
lead up to the bedroom where to put your daughters to sleep?
No, they're sleeping.
Then what am I talking about?
I'm following her lead because she's laughing.
So what am I talking about?
You're talking about my daughters?
Okay.
My daughter, putting my daughters to bed? You keep talking about that?
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's good.
You're drinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking. I'm laughing because I don't know what the hell she's laughing at, but, you know, your wife's laughing, you typically end up laughing too,
You look up from your ice cream.
If you're in love.
If you're in love,
you look up from your ice cream and you say, "What is it?
What's so funny?
What was the ice cream?"
And she can't even spit out a sentence because she's laughing so hard. And I look at the screen,
mouth filled with ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, we're eating ice cream,
splattering little moose tracks all over your plasma screen.
You can hardly understand her because she's mushing around the moose tracks and sucking out all the ice cream and keeping the peanut butter cups in her cheeks.
Little Trip, say moose tracks again.
Moose tracks.
Yeah, so I never did quite get to the bottom of what was so funny, but she was red in the face laughing.
Did all that happen?
Do I know that it happened?
Is that what it sounded like he asked you?
It did.
Did all that happen with the moose tracks?
No, you just had a little fun with that.
Was there any ice
cream? We were eating ice cream, though.
I knew it. What kind?
Strawberry.
Okay. Was there chunks in it?
I put the chunks in mine, yes. But she had the creamy one.
It didn't come with chunks, so you put the... What were the chunks of?
Strawberries.
Chunks inside of it.
Okay, all right. Keep going, Little Triv.
Is there a flavor of ice cream called the Strawberry Nestor?
I think that's a sundae.
Okay, keep going.
There's Strawberry Shortcake.
Oh, that's it. Play the clip.
Yes, let's run the clip. Can we do some commentary?
Okay, this is where they start getting really mean. Because they just found out.
Keep the volume low so we can comment on it.
Do you want me to do that, or do you want me to pause so we can comment?
Oh, we could do that, too. Or you could play the whole clip, and then we could go through and pause and then comment.
We don't have that much time, but we'll do something like that.
Hommage vous adore. Matt Pluff, you kicked this off. And Damien Chazelle, we're standing on your shoulders. We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Pause. No. Okay.
So the guy knew the whole time they lost. He was doing a speech, and you could see him pissing his pants while he was talking.
So what exactly happened, though?
I don't know. They won, and then they just said, we lost, by the way. And then there's two bald guys just started like, what is happening with the bald guys, Lamigan?
I think that they wish they had hair or something because they had serious problems.
Now, this is where I really started laughing.
They were so rude.
Anger issues. Okay, here's where it gets going.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture.
He's so upset.
He thinks he's in control.
He thinks he's got it covered, but we hear the tears in your voice. I didn't watch this program. I don't know what time they showed that show. So, oh, I love when Seth yawns. You're kind of like your daughter.
I'll sit in the microphone.
Seth, can I ask you something?
Hello?
You put your daughters to sleep.
Round trip. I took them for a round trip.
So you woke them back up and took them back
downstairs? And walked them around and put them back to bed.
And you called it a round trip because no one else calls it that.
I'd never heard that before. Sounds like a manic behavior. Sounds dangerous.
Sounds like a mental illness.
Sounds like damaging parenthood. Anyway, really quick, I was going to ask. So you put your daughters to bed. Who puts you to bed?
I'm a 45-year-old man. I put myself to bed.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Lamigan, who puts you to bed?
I put Sydney to bed, and then I sort of black out until morning.
So you put
yourself
to bed.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Wait, what, Seth?
So you put yourself to bed.
I know
that's boring, but it's true.
I get into bed and then eventually wake up. Let's do something.
You're familiar with the song Frère Jacques, right?
Do you like my clips?
Yeah, we love it. That's why we've been laughing. Do you guys like me being on probation? Because I'm going to pinch you, little Triv, and I'm going to pinch you, Seth.
Ow.
I don't like that you're out of your cage.
I'm going to pinch you again.
I very seldom do I listen when people talk. Why is it that when you talk, I pay attention? Why is that? Because I pay attention to nobody, nor do I otherwise anybody. But when you open your mouth for some reason, you make me feel better and I listen to you.
And we are going to start doing some suppers. We're going to talk about what we had for supper.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Lamigan, you want to go first and talk about what you had for supper?
I usually just whip up something in the microwave and sort of wind down, but tonight I had something exotic. I had chicken penne with broiled tofu sausage and artichokes with sautéed zucchini, mushrooms, sweet peppers, and hot chile, lemon, olive oil sauce with some cock sesame bread. And, of course, a side of pork fat to suck on while I watch my nightly movie. Some pork fat.
I had a modest dinner so part of cooking, when you live alone like I do, you gotta think about what you want to eat, and you kind of think about it all day, and you gotta be creative with it. And when I say creative, I mean that I had a crazy bird with tickleberries, dabbed in marijuana dabs, and three rolls of human cock. That's C-O-C-K.
Oh, I have it C-K-A-A-K.
Is it the same? You mean the same thing?
No, mine's a type of bread. Yours is a genital.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
Seth, what'd you have for supper?
Well, it was a quick one tonight. I had some cherry-picking chicken. My wife picked
sounds
up some
gross.
My wife picked up some BOGO pizza. I had a lentil burger.
Did she know you already had the cherry picking?
She didn't know that I was cooking dinner.
So you kind of whipped the combined. So
she had, or do you think she maybe saw that you were making cherry picking chicken out of the corner of her eye, so she decided to go get some pizza instead?
You know what I'm thinking?
That's
happened?
Not all I had.
Hang on. Before, I'm going to interrupt your dinner here, because I like to interrupt tonight. If I were you, I would have scraped off all the toppings off the BOGO pizza and stirred it with the cherry picking chicken and made sort of like a little casserole. Bake it at 350 for 45 minutes.
Yeah, so there was a big fight tonight, me and my wife.
We got like 30 seconds to wrap it up.
Well, because I had the pan of cherry picking chicken ready to feed the family, and she comes home with two Domino's pizzas.
I thought she got BOGO.
She did.
I heard BOGO.
You know what that stands for?
No.
Buy one, get one.
Oh, because there's a place called BOGO Pizza.
There's a place called BOGO Pizza, but
BOGO
Pizza from Domino's.
Hey, who wants to say the good night?
You can take it.
Not it.
This is the end of the show, and we'll be back next week with more Little Triv. And we're going to try to get some special callers next week, even more than this time, even though we had a Cleveland Clinic doctor. And the doctors are the real heroes in this country.